Post colors. Colors post. We'll now salute the American flag. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks, kids. We are the land of the free because of the brave.
We gather around to celebrate on Independence Day, pay homage to our country as the children run and play. With barbecues and picnics and fireworks in the air, the flag we own is proudly flown to show how much we care. The stars and stripes spell freedom, she waves upon the breeze, while bursts of colors can be seen above the towering trees. This is all quite wonderful, we revel in delight, but God above in divine love has brought this day to light. With just a stroke of liberty and a touch of his great hand, he gave democracy to us and helped this country stand. The stripes upon our stately flag were touched by his sweet grace. Each star of white that shines so bright reflects his loving face. So as you turn to face the flag for battles that were fought, be filled with pride for those who died and freedoms that were bought. But don't forget to thank the one that gives the bright display, the reason why we paint the sky on Independence Day.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job.
Amen. All right. Thank you, kids. Good job. Amen. That's good. We want to welcome our guests now. If you are a guest, first or second time you've been here, y'all have another song?
No.
I didn't think you did. Okay. Want to make sure. Didn't want to jump in. We ask our guests to remain seated, our people to stand. The ushers will give you a card. Fill that out and drop it in the bag as it comes by in just a little while. Appreciate you being here. The program's a little different than what we normally do.
Amen.
So we're getting out of step. Give the ushers just a moment. Everybody that's a visitor, take a card. Fill it out. If you've got a change of address, you might take a card and just write on the top of it, change of address. Drop it in the bag as it goes by. Tonight, when we come back to church, after church, we're going to go out and have watermelons. And everybody that comes back tonight gets a flag, a little flag. And we just want to let you know how much we love America, how we need to pray for America. Amen. So much. With all the faults and all the blemishes that I don't like about America, I still wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Amen.
Except maybe Sterling, Oklahoma. That may be they're getting ready to secede from the Union, I think. All right, everybody have a card? All right, you may be seated. We'll go on with the service.
Of you who have served in the armed forces, I included in that number are the surviving spouses of any deceased veteran or service member. Would you please stand up when you're when you hear the familiar song? I also include National Guard members and Air National Guard members, and Gold and Silver Star parents of the branch of the service their boy is in, or girl. And I also include ROTC members. They also will stand at the familiar song. Let's have roll call. Army, stand up. When I was a little boy, we were taught if we spoke the first name of an elder person, even with their permission, we were always taught to put uncle or aunt in front of their name. And I'm going to tell you my Uncle Ted. He was not a true uncle, but he was the best friend I had. As I was age 5, he was 17. He was a regular guy. He used to take time for me, just a little brat, always getting in the way. But he cared enough about me. He took me on his homemade go-kart that he made from an old washing machine motor and heaven knows what. And one day in 1943, a letter came to him saying, "Greetings from the Congress." He was drafted into the U.S. Navy, and about 3 weeks later, it's the last time I ever saw Uncle Ted. He was struck down in the Battle of Midway, the battle that turned the tide in the Pacific of the war. He was a gunner's mate, and he was one of the earliest one casualties of that war. Well, Uncle Ted, his body lies beneath the wave, safe in his father's hand. Amen.
Ushers, come, we receive our offering this morning. You give as the Lord has blessed. Guests, if you would, put your cards in the bag. Father, bless this offering. Thank you for this time that we can gather together and just love America. In Jesus' name, amen.